हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिले श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा धाम की, नवद्वीप धाम की, जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा माई की, यमुना माई की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की, समवेद भक्त वृंद की, गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो सेकंड चैप्टर 22nd वर्स। यदि प्रयास्यन् नृपपारमेष्ठम् वैयायुसानामृत यद्विहारम् अष्टाधिपत्यं गुणसन्निवाये सहैव गच्छेन्मनसेन्द्रियैश्च यदि प्रयास्यन् नृपपारमेष्ठ्यम् वैहायसानामुत यद्विहारम् अष्टाधिपत्यं गुणसन्निवाये सहैव गच्छन् मनसेन्द्रियैश्च सहैव गच्छन् मनसेन्द्रियश्च आधिपत्यं गुणसन्निवाये
ऊपर को
स्थानामृतयत् विहारम् इष्टाधिपत्यं गुणसन्निवाय सहैव गच्छेन् मनसेन्द्रियश्च माताजी वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yadi, however, prayasan, maintaining a desire, nrupa, O King, parameshtyam, the governing planet of the material world, vaihasyasanam, of the beings known as Vaihasayas. Uta, it is said, yet what is Viharam, place of enjoyment, Ashtadipatyam, lording it over with eightfold achievements, Gunasannivaye, in the world of three modes of nature, Saha, along with Eva, certainly, Gachet, should go, Manasa, accompanied by the mind, Indriye, and the senses, Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. However, O King, if a yogi maintains a desire for improved material enjoyments like transference to topmost planets, Brahmaloka, or achievement of eightfold perfections, travel in outer space with the Vaihayas, or situation in of the millions of planets, then he has to take away with him the materially molded mind and senses. Purport. In the upper status of planetary systems, there are facilities thousands and thousand times greater for material enjoyment than lower planets. The topmost planetary system consists of planets like Brahmaloka, Dhruvaloka, and all of them are situated beyond Maharloka. The inhabitants of those planets are empowered with eightfold achievements of mystic perfections. They do not have to learn and practice mystic processes of yoga perfection and achieve the power of being like a smaller particle, anima siddhi, or lighter than a soft feather, laghima siddhi. We do not get anything and everything from anywhere and everywhere, prapti siddhi, or to become heavier than heaviest, mahima siddhi, or to act freely, even to create something wonderful or to annihilate anything at will, ఇష్వా సిద్ధి టు కంట్రోల్ ఆల్ మటీరియల్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ వాషిత విసిద్ధి టు పొజెస్ సచ్ పవర్స్ యాజ్ విల్ నెవర్ బి ఫ్రస్ట్రేటెడ్ బై ఎనీ డిజైర్ ప్రాక్యామ్య సిద్ధి ఆర్ టు అజ్యూమ్ సేమ్ షేప్ ఆర్ ఫార్మ్ వన్ మే ఈవన్ విమ్జికలీ డిజైర్ కామ వాసాయిత సిద్ధి ఆల్ దీస్ ఎక్స్పీడియన్సెస్ ఆర్ కామన్ యాజ్ న్యాచురల్ గిఫ్ట్స్ ఫర్ ద ఇన్హాబిటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ ప్లానెట్స్ దే డూ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు రిక్వైర్ ఎనీ మెకానికల్ హెల్ప్ to travel to outer space and they can move and travel at will from one planet to another within no time. The inhabitants of Earth cannot move even from the nearest planet except by mechanical vehicles like spacecraft. But highly talented inhabitants of higher planets can do everything very easily. Such a materialist is generally inquisitive to experience what is actually, since a materialist is generally inquisitive to experience what is actually in such planetary system, he wants to see everything personally. As inquisitive persons tour all over the world to gain the direct local experience, the less intelligent transcendentalist similarly desires to have some experience of those planets about which he has heard so many wonderful things. A yogi can, however, easily fulfill his desires by going there with the present materialistic mind and senses. The prime inclination of materialistic mind is to lord over the material world, and all the siddhis mentioned above are features of domination over the world. The devotees of the Lord are not ambitious to dominate a false and temporary phenomenon. On the contrary, a devotee wants to be dominated by the supreme predominator, the Lord. A desire to serve the Lord, the supreme predominator, is the spiritual or transcendental. And one has to attend this purification of mind and senses to get admission into spiritual kingdom. With the materialistic mind, one can reach the best planets in the universe, but no one can enter the kingdom of God. Senses are called spiritually purified when they are not involved in sense gratification. Senses require engagement, and when senses are engaged totally in transcendental loving service of the Lord, there is no service of becoming contaminated by material infections. Om Ajnan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదా మహం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుణ్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యస్య సింధుభ్య ఏవచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ బోర్డ్ అయిపోయింది సో వి వెల్కమ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఫర్ టుడేస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ అండ్ టుడే ఆల్సో హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి వామన్ ద్వాదశి అండ్ ది ఆస్పీషియస్ అపియరెన్స్ డే ఆఫ్ శీల భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ శీల భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ కి జయ So this facility of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which we have every day in our temple, even the great managers of the universe, they don't get this facility. Yamraj, who manages all the sinful people, he was cursed by Manduka Muni that you will become a Shudra. And that's how Yamraj became Vidura. So Vidura is Yamraj who has been cursed by Manduka Muni. Actually, Yamraj was so powerful, he could have counter-cursed or he could have nullified the curse. But he took this opportunity to come to this world where we are born to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now let us see how much pains Vidura had to go through just to listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam. From his birth till almost his old age, he never got a chance to hear Bhagavatam. And one day he was kind of chastised by Duryodhan when he was giving good advice to Duryodhan. Duryodhan said, "You get out, you Dasi Putra, Shudra." And Vidura just took it as a chance to leave Hastinapur just for one purpose, for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are hearing today. And after that he meets Uddhav, he meets Maitreya Muni, and he managed to hear only two cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3 and canto number 4. But just to hear those two cantos, he had to go through so much pain. You know, he had to stay in Hastinapur, tolerate all the nonsense Duryodhan, Dushyasan were doing. And when he was cursed, he took it as a chance to purify himself. And that's how he... And actually, when Vidura was cursed and he left the palace, Krishna was there on the planet. So Vidura could have just left Hastinapur and he could have gone to Dwarka and lived with Krishna. Krishna would have been happy that his devotee has come. But what Vidura was thinking in his heart, that I have been associating with these Kauravas for so long, and because of that I am contaminated. So I cannot approach Lord Krishna directly. I have to first purify myself by hearing Srimad Bhagavat. And that's how Vidura went to Uddhava and Maitreya Muni and heard Bhagavat to purify himself. So if Vidura, a person like Vidura who is a Mahajan, if he feels a need to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam to purify himself when Lord Krishna was on the planet, so how much should we be anxious? How much we should understand the need of purifying ourselves by hearing this Bhagavat? So this is how all the great souls, they teach us how we should be approaching the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yamraj was a manager, and most of us are also, you know, are there in management. Some of us are in management of hospital, some are in management of some IT firm, some are there in the management of the temple also. So we, all of us have some management responsibilities. But Yamraj here is teaching us how, in spite of all those management responsibilities, in the heart of heart, we should aspire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And when we aspire to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, one day Krishna will fulfill that desire. And we should never give up this fight. You know, sometimes when we are part of some seva, and then we may not be able to listen and hear also. Like for example, I used to serve as a doctor in the Kartik Yatras. And the class used to be going on in the pandal in front of us, and we used to be serving the patients. So we had two options, to just give up listening to the class or and just keep on serving, waiting for the patient. So patients used to be trickling. But I always believed that we should never give up. From this example, that we should keep this desire to hear. So we used to keep our radio on, listen, try to listen, aspire to listen. So that aspiration is there, we should never give up till our last breath. Even if we are busy, something we should try to come and manage and hear. We should never give up in devotional service. Every day when we chant and at the end of the day, it's not that we achieve Krishna Prem. It's not that we see the darshan of Lord Krishna. But we should never give up that aspiration. Even if we are admitted in the ICU and the doctor tells us that these are your last 10 minutes, we should ask for our feedback and you should say that, let me try chanting my last round. At least maybe at the end of this round, I may achieve. I had a very nice experience yesterday I would like to share. I am going through little tough times right now because my servant at home who manages everything is admitted. And when our full-time servant gets admitted, life actually becomes a davanal. You know, it becomes a very miserable place because you have to manage children dropping to school and everything. And as a practice, daily practice, I was trying to come to the temple in the evening to do darshan and Gayatri. And it so happened that I had to drop my son at his class at 7 o'clock. So it was just not possible, but I was still aspiring. At least I'll go take darshan. And I was going to speak about this, never give up. But in that never give up also, I took a U-turn. I said, I have to give up because I have to reach home at 7 o'clock. But even if you have to give up, never give up the aspiration. Never give up the aspiration, never give up the desire. So as I took the U-turn, here only near Navjeevan Society, and I prayed to the Lord that I want to come to the temple. So that prayer, Krishna reciprocates. Moment I took a U-turn, I got call from my home that, are you near the temple? I said, why? I said, today is Ekadashi and there is nothing to eat. Can you go to our Govinda's restaurant and get something for the children to eat? I said, okay, that's fine. The family member said they will drop the son to the class. You just go to the temple and get. So what I mean to say is, Krishna, if we never give up this desire, that Krishna, I want to come to the temple. I want to see you. So, and I want to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's what Vidura exhibited. That's what Vidura exhibited. That I want to hear. As Yamraj also, he was doing all his duties, all management duties. But praying from the bottom of the heart that I have a desire to hear. So never give up the desire for hearing. With that, I'll just run through the today's purport. Today's purport talks about the various yogis, the translation and the purport. And they talk about various siddhis. You can become smaller than the smallest. You can become lighter. I was thinking, what is the significance of all of this to a devotee? Because devotee doesn't aspire for these siddhis. Yeah. One, as a devotee, we do aspire little bit of these siddhis. And what are those siddhis? I want to become smaller. Anima siddhi means becoming humble for a devotee. You know, for a devotee, anima siddhi is becoming humbler than blade of grass. That is how I want to become smaller. Otherwise, even after becoming a devotee, we aspire to become a big devotee. I want to become a big devotee. I want to become a worldwide preacher. Wherever each temple I go, people should say, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, here comes the great, great devotee. No. Anima Siddhi. From the yogis, this is the only lesson I take. If they aspire for anima Siddhi of becoming smaller, I also want to be a smaller, humble person. There is one saint in Maharashtra, Tukaram Maharaj. He says, Jaya Angi Mothepana Taya Yatana Kathina. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम बिग यू गेट लॉट ऑफ पेन. तुका म्हणे व्हावे जाण व्हावे लहान होणं लहान. बिकम स्मॉलर दॅन द स्मॉलेस्ट. बिकम स्मॉलर दॅन द स्मॉलेस्ट अँड दॅट शुड बी अवर एस्पिरेशन. अँड देन हिअर कृष्णा हिअर श्रील प्रभुपाद टॉक्स अबाउट कम्पेअर्स योगीज अँड देन अ डिवोटी. अँड टुडे हॅपन्स टू बी दी appearance day of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and in his life he had a nice interaction with the yogi, and we'll discuss about this. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, whom we know as Bhakti Vinod Thakur, is originally the Kamala Manjari. This Manjari is actually don't associate with Lord Krishna. They just assist Srimati Radharani and Lalita Devi, the chief. And the chief amongst the Manjari is the Rupa Manjari. Bhakti Vinod Thakur at one place, he shares his internal bhajan realization about he approaching Srimati Radharani as Kamala Manjari. So he approached Lalita Devi and he said that the Kamala Manjari approaches Lalita Devi and says that I want to meet Srimati Radharani. Kamala Manjari goes to Radharani and says that Lalita Devi goes to Srimati Radharani and says that this particular Manjari wants to meet you. And Radharani that day was very exhausted. She says, I actually don't want to meet anyone. So Lalita Devi comes and tells Kamala Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that no, it's not possible. And then Kamala Manjari tells Lalita Devi that go and tell Radharani that I am Gauravadi. Once that message is conveyed to Srimati Radharani, Radharani says, if he is a Gauravadi, call him. So much respect Srimati Radharani has for Gauravadi devotees, those who are following the path of Sri Gauranga. That means those who are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shishir Kumar Ghosh, one of the friends of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he says, I have not seen the 6 Goswamis, but I have seen the 7th, and that is Kedarnath Dutt. His name was Kedarnath Dutt when he was born. So actually 6 Goswamis, people, you know, nowadays ask about where is Lord Krishna, who has seen those 6 Goswamis, they had associated with Lord Chaitanya. Now, we don't even have a photograph of the 6 Goswamis, actual paintings. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Lord's eternal associate, and by grace of technology, we have his photograph also. A devotee who was a Kamal Manjari and a Nitya Siddha Vaishnava. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was born on 2nd September 1838, appeared in this world in Birnagar in Bengal. His father's name was Ananda Chandra Datta and mother was Jagat Mohini Devi Das. 1838 he was born and 1849 his father passed away. Now this appears like a tragedy. 11 years old, his father passed away. But whatever happens in a devotee's life happens for good. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kedarnath Dutt, was kind of adopted by Kashi Prasad Ghosh, who was staying in Kolkata, his uncle. And his uncle was running a press printing books. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, actually the whole movement of our books, which was started by Srinivas Acharya, who started book distribution, and Rupa Goswami started writing. And latest 100 years back, 150 years back, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the preaching in English was started by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And see the coincidence, his father was, his uncle was running a printing place in English. And that's how Bhakti Vinod Thakur started editing the articles, writing the articles, reading the articles, and that's how he became expert in English and Bengali. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, actually it is said that he learned his Ramayana and Mahabharata from the gatekeeper of his house.
gatekeeper of his house was a dacoit, and then he turned into a good person. But he had learned a lot of Ramayana and Mahabharata, and from him he learned the lessons. So see, for an aspirant, you can learn from a dacoit also. Seeing the corruption in the business world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur decided to become a teacher. And his primary posting was in Orissa, where he started a English school in Orissa. Now today we talk about, you know, local languages, preserving local languages, which should be done, which should be done. But that time they felt this need of English, teaching English, because we have to also think of, they were not only thinking about Indians. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who dreamt that people from all the countries and all the 6-7 continents, they come to Mayapur and chant. With that dream he was living, and that's how his only focus was English. You know, how to, you know, translate all these literatures into English. And so actually people from the Western world, people from Eastern world, people from down, from Australia, everybody should be actually thankful to this Acharya who appeared today. You know, and he, during his study, he came across teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So there was no false pride that, you know, Hindi hai hum and all. He was writing in Bengali also, writing in local language also. So it's not that he ignored the local language. Many of his books are in local language. But also along with that, he was preaching in English. And that's what inspired Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his son, who himself was a dictionary personified. You know, 50 lakh words was his English words, was his own word content. Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this whole process, even before writing devotional literatures, he wrote 30 volumes on Alexander and 25 volumes on Vikram Vetal. Now, and somebody may say, what is this Alexander? Now, we talk so many things about Alexander, and some people talk dirty things, something. But he wrote. That's how he practiced writing in English. You know, his English became profound. They were preparing themselves. They were preparing themselves for this worldwide mission, you know, which today is there everywhere. 25 volumes of Vikram Vetal with 50 stories in each. So 50 into 25 stories. Now, I want to take a pause here. Now, Vikram Vetal teaches, in our childhood, all of us must have seen that serial, Vikram, Vetal, Vetal. And at the end, Vikram asks Vetal, what happens? Tell me. So actually, Vikram Vetal teaches decision making in children. Now again, grossly, it may not appear like for a person who is a cutter Bhagavat person who may say, what is Alexander and Vikram Vetal? Yeah, but if Bhaktivinoda Thakur could do that, you know, any of our devotee, he says, I want to write something, I want to do something, which may not appear grossly spiritual, 100% spiritual, we should not stop such a devotee. As long as that devotee is chanting 16 rounds, as long as he is following the four regulative principles, he is associating with devotees. Because every devotee has some aspirations. I was a doctor, I just became a teacher. I myself have had aspiration of becoming an actor. But then I am always happy if somebody says, okay, Prabhuji, you do some good acting. Yeah, because that is there. It will go away. I am praying every day that it should go away. But till then, I expect, you know, sometimes that people should tolerate all what I do. Similarly, I should also tolerate if any devotee has any other aspirations. Like I am a medical teacher. I took up to human anatomy, become a teacher. So I get a lot of time coming to the temple. But I come across devotees who say, I want to become a surgeon. Now to become a surgeon, there is 3 years of residency program where you get to sleep only 2 hours, like Goswamis. And I said, okay, because he had that aspiration. At this stage, I tell him, no, you'll not be getting time and all. But so many of my students, devotee students, they became surgeons. Somebody became neurosurgeon. Somebody became nephrologist, urologist. We should not stop the gross material aspirations of a devotee. We should guide him to make his lifestyle as much as possible so that he chants nicely. But if he has some desires, it's very wrong to tell, you know, that no, you don't do this. No, because he has. Here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing about Alexander and Vikram and Vetal. So who are we to stop some devotee who is doing, you know, some activity which is not, you know, anything to do with breaking regulative principles. At age of 19, he actually worked in a sugar mill also, at a salary of 15 rupees per month. A very loyal employee. He was recognized by Raja Ram Mohan Roy, that time of Brahmo Samaj. In 1869, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, its philosophy and theology. And he used to write articles. And the name of the articles used to be so interesting. He wrote one article, Train of Shankaracharya Couldn't Reach Nadia. Now people used to think, what kind of article is this? So nowadays also, you know, when we upload videos on YouTube and Facebook and social media, most important thing is title. Title. People write some title and then immediately, you know, people start getting views because people want exciting title. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the pioneer in this. From Moses to Mahaprabhu, that was one of his articles. So people used to say, oh, what is this? Faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he joined as magistrate in Dhirajpur. And there was a Brahma Daitya staying on the tree. And what used to happen is anybody who used to pass by that tree, next day only his bone set in anatomy language we say, only bone set used to be found, all bones. Britishers sent their soldiers to capture that Brahma Daitya. Only the bones of the soldiers were found. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was given that responsibility that you saw resolve this issue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sat below that tree for 7 days. He recited the Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. 7th day, the tree cracked and the Daitya was released. Okay? So, the lesson we learn from this is we are also harassed by some daityas. We say na, Marathi we say ki jhapat lela hai, bhutani, you know, there is some bhut pishach here. We also experience, I want to do devotional service, but my mind, so many dirty thoughts, so many dirty things, it keeps on pulling. We are also harassed kind of by the daitya of the mind. And the solution Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us, 7 days he sat there and he read the Bhagavatam. The Daitya was released and he never troubled again. We hear the story of Bishak Sen. So these people, he had, you know, he was kind of a Siddha person. This Siddha sometimes from the upper planetary systems, they come down and then they produce ash. The moment you go to meet them, they will say, your name is this. So people are impressed. People are impressed. Even when what he was doing is those females who were unable to conceive children, he used to kind of call them, have intercourse with them, rape them. And that's how British government, you know, they thought that we have to do something about this. And they gave this responsibility to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So moment Bhaktivinoda Thakur goes there, Bishak Sen says, come Kedarnath Dutt. So trying to impress that I know your name. And he said, I am God. What you are worshipping that wooden Jagannath? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he was very firm that I have to stop this nonsense. He told the soldiers to catch him. He arrested him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur fell sick. His family fell sick because he was doing some tantric magic. Then one Brahmin, he came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and said that all his power, Bishak Sen's power is in his hair. Cut his hair. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur cut the hair of Bishak Sen. And Bishak Sen almost collapsed and died. And the problem was resolved. Lesson for us. Don't grow your hair too much. And if they grow, cut it. Cut it. Because then you will start behaving like Bishak Sen. You know, all dirty thoughts. come. And nowadays, you know, growing hair, you know, is a style. Growing hair, everybody, because by growing hair, we look beautiful. We start looking at us in the mirror. We spend time. In few generations back, this concept was not there. You know, this whole thing keeps on changing. In 80s and 90s, there used to be bob cut, and females also used to have long, short hairs. You know, but then again, that whole trend keeps on changing. Even nowadays, males also they aspire for long hair. So we should remember the story of Bishak Sen. Wherever hair grow, I have to cut this hair. In 1972, he went to Gopinath Pandit to hear, to learn Srimad Bhagavatam. See, Nitya Siddha Acharya learns Srimad Bhagavatam. Nowadays, I am also, you know, attending this Bhakti Vaibhav classes of Vidyapeeth. What I get inspired is so many sannyasis of ISKCON, you know, they are there. They are sitting for the class throughout for 1.5 years on Saturday, hours for on Saturday and Sunday. So when I look at them, we look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that inspires us that I should also learn Srimad Bhagavatam. One thing is to read Bhagavatam, one is to hear Bhagavatam. Hearing Bhagavatam, very nice, very good. But what happens, what is difference between hearing and reading? Hearing we should do, but we should also do reading. Because by hearing is a shortcut actually. Because the person who is speaking has read, and he is speaking. But what about you? When will you read? So hearing should inspire us for reading also. Okay, so we should go home and we should also start reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he studied the Shat Sandarbhas, commentaries of Jiva Goswami. And in 1874, the king of Puri, you know, he was kind of little bit troubled by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presence in Puri because he was becoming very prominent. So he did a 27 days yagya to kill Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He called some brahmanas. Now, what happened at the end of 27th day is his servant came and told him that your son has died, son. The king's son actually died on the 27th day. So we should never aspire that some devotee is troubling us, we are not getting along, this devotee should be killed. Any harm to a devotee also. See here, a king tries to harm Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his son died. And nothing happens to a devotee. Rather, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was born after some time in Jagannath Puri. In 1880, he started writing Sajjan Toshani. Sajjan are good devotees, Vaishnavas. Toshani, Toshan means to give pleasure. So writing for the pleasure of devotees, we have our this BTG team who is working. This is like a Sajjan Toshani. We are writing something for the pleasure of devotees. He wanted actually to write a detailed commentary on Bhagavatam, but he couldn't do it. So he wrote the Krishna Samhita. One of the great authors, Ralph Anderson, he said this Krishna Samhita is a greatest contribution to the human society. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so humble and had so moral standards that he would never accept gifts from anyone. In his government duties, he never accepted any titles or honors. So very, very ethical. In 1881, he took initiation from Bipin Chandra Goswami. Of course, his Shiksha Guru was always Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So he treated both Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru at the same level and some lesson to learn from Bhaktivinoda Thakur in our life. Sometimes we are like, Diksha Guru is everything for me and Shiksha Guru is just my few years senior person. No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to respect Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj same as his Diksha Guru. So we have to respect both the Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. For 3 months actually he stayed in Vrindavan. He was doing lot of services. He fell sick. And see how these pure devotees are. He prayed that, Lord, please adjust my karma in the future. Because I am in Vrindavan, I want to serve. And immediately he was His health improved, and afterwards he fell sick for some time. In 1886, he wrote a commentary on Gita, Rasik Ranjan, which preface was written by Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. And this Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, he wrote a book called as Krishna Charit. And he got it for editing to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur edited the book, 90% book was changed actually. And then after that he didn't say that now write my name only there along with you. He said, okay, you can publish it in your name. In 1886, he started Chaitanya Press, the Bhaktivedanta book trust what we have today, publishing Bhagavad Gita, printing Bhagavad Gita. The first press here was our Chaitanya Press, 1886. 1 year he was working day and night to publish books. He got such a headache. He prayed to Jiva Goswami that I am actually trying to publish all your commentaries, all your books of the Goswamis. Please take away my headache. And his headache was gone. So much he was connected with the previous acharyas. In 1887, he was given this title, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Thakur because he was leading the Gaudiya Vaishnavas that time. He had malaria. And for malaria that time there was no treatment because people used to die. No chloroquine, no other drugs were there, artisonate and all. He drank cow's milk. He remained on cow's milk for 45 days and he cured malaria. And his greatest contribution for us is he found Mayapur Dham. You know, he studied all the maps. He took Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there. And people may still think, okay. But then when he was building the temple there, he found Adhokshaja Vishnu, which was there in Lord Chaitanya's altar, home altar. Another big contribution, there are so many contributions of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Original bona fide CC was also found by him. The Jai Radha Madhav, which we sing before Bhagavatam, was written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The Gaur Aarti, which we sing in the evening, so many of our bhajans. He took 2 years leave for preaching from his job. In that 2 years, he started 500 Nama Hatta programs. All of us, with so much of endeavor, we in our devotional life managed to start one center, maximum two centers. I still, tell people, I started center in Satara. Bhakti Vinod Thakur started 500 Namahatta centers in 2 years, and in every center there used to be 2,000 devotees. 2,000 devotees. We also have these centers in Mumbai. We go for preaching and we say yes, and someday 200 people come and we are so happy. Otherwise most of the time we end up with 20 people in most of the programs. So here that humbles us hearing the glories of our acharyas, that how great they were. He was the one who started this Namahatta model. And see how our acharyas, they did things in progression. He started the Namahatta model, the preaching centers. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started the mutts, small temples, and Srila Prabhupada started ISKCON with large temples. And today also in ISKCON, we have large temples. We have small temples like the Gaudiya Mutts, small temples are there, which they originally started. And some places where that both things are not possible, we have centers. They are the Namahatta centers. So all our three acharyas, whatever they started, are existing in our current society. And Namahatta model actually is one of the best model. You don't need anything. Temple means there is a temple management, there are deity services, there is a huge task to manage festivals. Namahatta center, you just go there, you sit sometimes under a tree, in a temple, some other temple, in a hall, and you just do a preaching program and inspire people. And that is actually one of the best thing, and we are also experiencing today, that having so many centers in Mumbai, and it's very easy to preach through those big centers. So we should not aspire for too many temples. Temples can be less. Namahatta centers have to be more. Okay. In 1896, he wrote this book, Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya, and sent it to the foreign university. And not a coincidence that Srila Prabhupada was born at the same time. In 1908, he met William Duke, one of the British officers, who came and he apologized to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He said, actually, I came to say sorry to you. He said, why sorry? He said, because, you know, we always tried to stop your promotion, but your promotion, your glories used to reach London. And from London, your order used to come, because we, as judges, we used to manage to solve 5 cases in a day and used to solve 150 cases. This kind of speed of working, can you imagine? The speed, 150, today also, no judge in the Supreme Court, in High Court, can do this. 150, solve 150 cases. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do as a magistrate. And he never gave a wrong decision of the 150 cases. Aisa kabhi nahi hua ki aage jaake some case came to him and then he said, I'm sorry. In cricket, we have this third umpire. Umpire says yes, third umpire says no, and then umpire actually apologizes in front of the whole. Sorry, my decision was wrong. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not a single decision going wrong. And he said, we tried almost to kill you by putting you always in the difficult cases like this, that Daitya, Bhishaksen, but you always emerge victorious. In 1910, when he was staying at the Swananda Sukhada Kunj in Godrum Dweep, so there, we all of us know this rail was there to carry him to office. Britishers, only person, Britishers, you know, have put a rail from his office, from his home to office, so that he can go there. And he had made a very small size room where he used to chant. Some of the pastimes in this kunj are, one day suddenly Bhaktivinoda Thakur got up in the night and started making puris. And his servant said, why are you making puris at this time in the night? He said, no, Radha Krishna, they were doing Raslila. They were tired and hungry, so I'm making puris for them. So in his bhajan, he was still not out of his bhajan. Imagine the state of consciousness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When he used to chant in Swanand Sukhat Kunj and go to office, his servants used to hear his chanting in his room. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in his office, but his vibrations are still there. Imagine the quality of his chanting. And Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj was so much inspired by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj used to also chant 192 rounds, 128 on his beats, and 64 rounds he used to chant on Kirtan. The books Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, Bhaktyalok, just on 2 verses of Nectar of Instructions. He wrote books, multiple books like Akhadas of Puri, Datta Kaustub, Commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Shikshamrut, on how day to day we practice bhakti. Prema Pradeep, which is on how Ashtanga Yogi got converted into a bhakti yogi in a form of a novel. Harinam Chintamani is about 10 offenses and tips of chanting. Bhajan Rahasya, he talks about 21 obstacles in chanting Hare Krishna. We keep on thinking, why chanting Hare Krishna? We have to approach such books then our chanting can become, you know, it can be facilitated very nicely. He wrote this Amrut Pravaha Bhashya on Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we read CC again and again, Srila Prabhupada give reference of this Amrut Pravaha Bhashya. Navdeep Bhava Tarangani, the Leela Sthalis of Gaura, was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and many other acharyas, current acharyas, have written books based on this, on various Leela Sthalis of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's glorification cannot be complete unless we talk about his daily routines. He used to sleep for 2 hours only, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., that's all. And 10 to 4, he used to be awake writing books. 10 to 4 is the exact time when we sleep, actually. That was at exact time when he used to be awake writing books. So we should at least try to read books, you know, getting inspired. And then doing chanting, breakfast, he used to just have milk, some chapatis, fruits, go to office at 10 o'clock. Evening he used to go for preaching at 5 p.m. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was asked, what was your favorite seva? He used to say to carry books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur whenever he used to go for the programs. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was such a great follower of his father that in the Gaudiya Math during Kartik, they used to read only Bhakti Vinod Thakur's book, Harinam Chintamani and Jaiva Dharma. Before Bhakti Vinod Thakur appeared, Gaudiya Vaishnavism was considered as sentimentalism. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was the one who actually wrote bhajans. He was the one who wrote books. He wrote philosophy. He is considered as the architect. He is considered as architect of our Krishna consciousness movement. The blueprint of ISKCON comes from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was like an engineer. You know, architects make the blueprint. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was an engineer who turned it into institution. Because Bhakti Vinod Thakur dreamt and gave a vision. Based on that vision, the Gaudiya Math started. And Srila Prabhupada, who is like an actual builder, based on these two acharyas, he actually formed ISKCON. And who are we in this whole thing? We are the mazdoors, mazdoor, kamgar, in this whole building. So we have to just, you know, be part of this big institute where we have this legacy of so many great acharyas. So I stop here. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.